Community booster Wesley Mitchell couldn't stand thinking about how the unhoused in Prince George were surviving without taking action. The minus 54 with the wind chill that took over Prince George spurred him into action, and he put the call out for help to buy sleeping bags and long johns, gloves and togues, along with the little things that make all the difference for the holidays, like chocolate and candy, because he knows a little love goes a long way. "I have been the vessel," Mitchell said about how people would reach out to him with donations that he has delivered to those in the most desperate need. "It's the least I could do, and I still have to go Christmas shopping, but the best present I can think of right now is to show them love, and each person needs that. They each deserve that." Mitchell has been going downtown off and on for a while now to offer support to his brothers and sisters in need. Then since Monday he has spent up to 8 hours each day after work giving out much-needed equipment to stay warm. He said he will continue to do so. Mitchell said it's important for people to know that he went down to Muklik City to consult with residents before making any purchases. "We bought the products that were requested," Mitchell said. He uses social media as the platform to spread the word of need, and people have responded from all over Canada. "Yesterday alone we spent $1,500 at Surplus Herbies, and that was only one day, and people have pitched in before, and I've picked up clothes and blankets that have been donated," Mitchell said. "I also offer tobacco. When you're down and stressed, that tobacco helps a lot. Cigarettes and sage. I offer to smudge them and the territory for cleansing, and so yeah, there was a lot going on." He has had a lot of help from community organizations with boots on the ground, and a nurse came with Mitchell to check on the residents of Muklik City and Moccasin Flats. The nurse, who wishes to remain anonymous, is part of our UHNBC drummers group, and she has supported many of the events around town that I have attended, Mitchell said. "She came down in the freezing temperatures to make sure people were okay, and we were there just in case." After making stops at Muklik City and Moccasin Flats, Mitchell and the small group of kind-hearted people offered the remainder of the goods to the fire pit's elder advisor Violet Bozoki, who distributed what was left to those in need at the downtown location of Positive Living North's outreach program. "I have to say, in the past 4 days, the cherished moments I've had with some of my brothers and sisters down there is worth every second," Mitchell said. "I can't say this enough. When you put action behind the words, not just driving by and looking at the situation, but stopping and giving them attention, and you give them love and give them whatever you can afford to give them, through that action you could save a life, you could save a limb, you could save fingers and toes. There are just so many positives to the actions that have been taken, I think. And you can even give hugs out there," he added, "because those are important, too. Giving a hug and a smile goes a long way," Mitchell said. "There is a girl at Muklik City that I assisted down there, Antonia, that I knew back when I was in active addiction. I see a lot of the people I know down there, and she is coming toward me half frozen, and she says, 'I'm so proud of you, Wes, I'm so proud of you,' and gives me a big hug, and I just broke down, emotional, crying, and you know, there's a lot of emotion and a lot of love shown, and I can't put words to it to say how good it feels to help the less fortunate." Donations for the unhoused came from Canadian Tire, Centerra Gold, the Latino Canadian Association of Northern BC, as well as family and friends and even strangers. "I am so grateful to everyone who has and will help our brothers and sisters during these difficult times," Mitchell said. "It means so much to me." To reach out or donate, visit Wesley Mitchell's Facebook page.